Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. We truly want to give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. But even before I go any further than that, I just want to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For praise God, this is definitely the day that the Lord has made, and we have to rejoice. I mean, rejoice and be glad in it because somebody didn't make it today. We may not be doing a whole lot as we should. We're not doing all of what we should, and we may not be all of what we should, yet we still have a responsibility to grow and mature as men, women, in this world and society on today. Praise God. We thank God today. We come forth with celebration, praise God, and appreciation for the state allowing Bill Cosby to be released from jail. We thank God for that. So in the name of Jesus, we pray that all works well with he and his family. The conviction was overturned, but we thank God for a person's freedom nonetheless. Still healthy nonetheless, maybe blind and a few other health issues, yet we thank God that he's well where he's at. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father, as we pray, we give anointing and blessings upon today for the gifts that you bestowed upon our life, heart, and soul. As we continue to move forward, we pray and ask you, God, that as the rain comes down and the dew washes away our sins or wrong, we pray and ask that you cleanse us, heal us, and direct us to be and do all of what you call for us to do and be. Lord God, we thank you. We give you truly praise, all honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Once again, I give God all praise, honor, and glory. Praise God for being who he is. I also would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. And then I just want to thank God. I just can't thank him enough because he looks past all my faults to provide my every need. And yes, in the name of Jesus, I recognize and receive the presence of the Spirit of God in my life. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is in my heart, is in my life. And I have to continue to stay focused and grounded on that Spirit, allowing him to continue to lead me, guide me, and direct me to be the man that I am to be without the language, without the negative thoughts, without the behaviors of the world that I'm able to overcome, not to bring forth my perfection, which I am not that of perfection. But I thank God for bringing me thus far. For it's through his grace and his mercy has brought me to the level where I'm at. I thank God in the name of Jesus. And as we go forth continuing reading the word of God, we want to acknowledge, praise God, that we continue bringing the word, reading the word Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then on Sunday, we come with the word of God at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we come, Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California, comes with the encouraging word on Monday in the name of Jesus at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock, I'm sorry, that'll be 6 o'clock, praise God, Pacific time, yes, and 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern time, and 7 o'clock Mountain time, I believe. So we just ask that you join us in the name of Jesus and continue to support us. God bless you out there in Zion, Illinois. Amen. Jesus loves you and so do I. As we continue moving forward, we come with 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for continuing to support us as we've gone through reading the words and names and lineage. You know, we thank you that you've been patient with us as we bring forth the pronunciation of these words. Continue to pray for us as we bring the word. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. Let's read. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola and Pu, Jashub and Shimron, four. And the sons of Tola, Uzi and Raphia and Jerel and Jamiah and Jepsam and Samuel, heads of their father's house, that with the Tola and were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was in the days of David 22,600. And the sons of Uzi, Isheriah, and the sons of Izariah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishiah, five, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers of war, 630,000 men, and they had many wives and sons. And their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogies 87,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Becher, and Jediah, three. And the sons of Bela, Esbon, and Uzi, and Uziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, five. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. And the sons of Becher, Zimri, Aya, and Joash, and Eliezer, and Eliania, and Omri, and Jeremoth, and Baya, in Anatoth and Alamoth. All these were the sons of Becher, and all the number of them after their genealogies by the generations, heads of the houses of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The men, the sons also of Jedidiel, Bethlehem, and the sons of Bilhem, Jeosh, and Benjamin, and Eud, and Janiah, and Zethan, and Tharshish, Ahishamar. Are these the sons of Jediel by the names or the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 70,200 soldiers fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim also, and Hupim, the children of Ur, and Hisham, and the sons of Aher, the sons of Nephtali, Johizel, Guni, and Jezer, and Shalom, and sons of Belha, the sons of Manasseh, Asherel, whom she bore, but his concubine, and Amoritus, by Michar, the father of Gilead, and Machar took the wife, the sister of Hupim, and Shupim, whose sister's name was Machiah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters, and Machiah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Perish, and the name of his brother was Shirish, and his sons were and Rakim. And the sons of Elam did Bedem. These were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Mekar, the sons of Manasseh, and his sister Hamaleth bore Ishad and Abiezer and Mahala, and the sons of Hamadiah were Ahan and Shechem and Likai and Anam, and the sons of Ephraim, Shutelah, and Bed his son, and Tahath his son, and Alada his son, and Tahath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shutaliah his son, and Ezer and Iliad, whom the men of Gath that were born in that land slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Bereah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sherah, who built Beth-Haram, the Nether and the Upper, and Uzen, Sherah, and Raphaiah was his son, also Reshef and Telha his son, and Tahan his son, Laden his son, Amahud his son, Ishmael his son, Nan his son, Joshua his son, and their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Neron, and westward Gezer, and the towns of Shechem also, and the towns thereof unto Gaza, and the towns thereof, and by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshem and her towns, Tanakh and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns, and those dwelt in the children of Joseph, the sons of Israel, and the sons of Asher, Amnah, and Esua, and Ishui, and Bera, and Sarah, their sisters. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, Kiel, who is the father of Bezephith. And the Heber begot Japhlet, and Shomer, and Hopham, and Shua, his sister. And the sons of Japhlet, Bash, and Bilham, and Ashpath. These are the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shamer, Ai, Rohak, Aga, Jehoiba, and Aram. And the sons, his brother, Helam, Zophah, and Imnah, and Shelish, and Amiel. And the sons of Zophah, Sue, and Hanifer, and Shaul, and Beri, and Imrah, Bezer and Had and Shema and Shishneah and Isharon and Bera and the sons of Jether, Jephunneh and Pispiah and Era and the sons of Ula, Era and Heel and Reziah. All these were the children of Asher, head of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes and the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and the battle was 26,000. Chapter 8. Now Benjamin begat Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel and second, and Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rephath the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar and Gizrah and Adohad and Abishua and Naaman and Ahiah and Gera and Sepharion and Huram. And these are the sons of Eud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Gibeah, and they removed them from Manasseh. And Naaman and Ahiah and Gera, he removed them and begot Uzzah and Ehud. And Shemaron begot children in the country of Moab after he had sent them away. Husham and Bera were his wives, and he begot the Hibish, his wife, Jibad, and Zabia, and Mesha, and Malcham, and Jeus, and Shekiah, and Mar. These were his sons, heads of their fathers. And of Hisham, he begot Abitud and Ipel, and sons of Ipel, Eber, and Misham, and Shemib, who built Ono and Lib, both the town thereof. Bereah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of God. And Ahiu, Shushat, and Jeremoth, and Zubiah, and Herod, and Ader, and Mikkel, and Ishaf, and Joha, and the sons of Bereah, and Zebiah, and Meshulam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmariah also, and Jeliah, and Jobab, and the sons of Eliphel, and Jacob, and Zephariah, and Zabadi, and Eliah, and Ethiah, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Simra, and sons of Semahai, and Ispan, and Heber, and Eliel, and Ebadon, and Zechariah, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Helam, and Atahijah, and Ifadiah, and Panuel, the sons of Shephahat, and Shamari, and Shemariah, and Athaliah, and Jerusiah, and Eliah, and Zachariah, and the sons of Jeraham. These were the heads of the fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem, and at Gideon dwelt father of Gideon, whose wife's name was Mescah. And his firstborn son, Abaddon, and Zur, and Kish, Baal, and Nadab, and Jader, and Ahio, and Zachar, and Miklath begot Shimei. And these also dealt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Nea begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Mekhi-Shua, and Abedid and Eshbal, and the son of Jonathan was Merbido, and Merbibo begot Micah, and the sons of Micah were Pithon and Malchlik, Teria, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoiada and Jehoiada begot Amos and Azabith and Zimri, and Zimri begot Moza, and Moza begot Benia. Rapha was his son, Elisah his son, Aziel his son, and Aziel had six sons whose names were these: Azkim, Bertri, and Ishmael, and Samariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Aziel, and the sons of Ashik. His brethren were Elam, his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Ephlet the third. And the sons of Elam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons and sons, 150. All these are the sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by the genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away from Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in the possessions in their cities were Israelites, and the priests, Levites, and the Nethinim. And in Jerusalem dwelt in the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Huttai, the son of Amahub, and the son of Amri, the son of Imri, the son of Benai, and the children of Perez, the son of Judah, and the Shilonites, Esiah, the firstborn, and his sons, and the son of Zerah, Jewel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Sulu, the son of Meshullam, and some of the Hadaviah, and the sons of Hanua, and Abidai, the son of Jerem, and Elah, and the sons of Uzi, and the sons of Mikri, and the Mushalam, and the son of Shephatiah, and some of the rule, and the son of Edadiah, and their brethren, according to their genealogies, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers of the house of the fathers. And the priests Jedidiah and Jehuriah, and Azariah, and the sons of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullah, and the son of Zadok, the son of Mariah, and the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and Haggiah, the son of Jorahim, and the son of Pasher, the son of Machajiah, and Messiah, and son of Adiel, the son of Jerusalem, and the son of Mashalam, the son of Mashamiah, and the son of Emer, and their brethren heads of the house of their fathers in thousands,
80 very able men for the work of their services in the house of God. And of the Levites, Shemariah, the sons of Heshab, and the son of Azarkam, and the sons of Hashbiah, and the sons of Mariah. And Backer, Harish, and Gileal, and Mattiah, the son of Micah, the sons of Zechariah, and the sons of Asaph, and Obadiah, the sons of Shemaiah, and the sons of Gileal, and the son of Judah, and Berechiah, and the sons of Asa, and sons of Akanah, and dwelt in the villages of Nephthahites. And the porters were Shalem, and Akub, and Telmon, and Ahaman, and their brother Shulam was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters to the companies of the children of Levi. And Shillem, the son of Kor, and the son of Abasaph, and the son of Korah, and his brother, and the house of his father, and the Korahites, who were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle and their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. And Pinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in the time past, and the Lord was with him. And Zechariah, the son of Meshaliah, was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel, the seer, did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, namely the house of the tabernacle by wards. In four quarters were the porters toward the east, west, north, and south, and their brethren, which were in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites and four chief porters were in their set office, and were over the chambers of the treasures of the house of God. And they lodged around about the house of God because the charge was upon them. And the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels that they should bring them in and out by tale. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels and all the instruments of the sanctuary and the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the frankincense and the spices. And some of the sons and of the priests made the anointment of the spices. The Etahiah, one of the Levites who was the firstborn of Shillem and the Kohite, and the set office over the things that were made in the pans, and other of their brethren of the sons of the Kohites, and over the showbread, and prepared it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remained in the chambers, were free, for they were employed in the work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout the generations, these dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gideon dwelt the father of Gideon, Jehuel, whose wife's name was Mechaiah, and his firstborn son, Adon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Mir, and Nadab, and Jeder, and Ahau, Zechariah, and Milah, and Michaelah begot Shemim. And they also dwelt with their firstborn at Jerusalem over against their brother. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malachishua, and Abinadab, and Ishbael, and the son of Jason was Merabel, and Merabel begot Micah, and the sons of Micah were Pithom, and Melach, and Neriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jerah, and Jerah begot Melanith, and Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri begot Moza, and Moza begot Benia, and Raphaiah, his son, Elishua, his son, Aziel, his son, and Aziel had six sons, whose names were these: Ezekiel, Bukri, Ishmael, Shemariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Aziel. Praise God. Thank you for tuning in to David and Diane Ministry and Friends on this evening. We've come to the conclusion of the reading of the many names, difficult to pronounce, but we make our effort, from 1 Chronicles chapter 9. We will pick up again on tomorrow. Once again, thank you for listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless you. No weapon will prosper.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon born again.
Although they've said, let it trap you, I want you to know it.